Just a little bit in Yonah de Yoma, in Yonah de Shaita, really. We're standing here already in a fully illuminated Beis Medrash. Last night, this morning, it was still very dull here. The Poroiches wasn't hanging, or was at least was opened. And already by Chatzois, you go onto a chair. I'm sure you will see I'm wearing my white shirt already. I have a minig on Tisha B'Av, I wear a blue shirt. Also Simon Avelis. Not that I'm telling anybody here with a blue shirt that it's Avelis, but for me, a blue shirt, I don't wear a blue shirt, so for me, it's a Simon Avelis. But already in the afternoon, I changed, put back my white shirt back on, because I follow what Chazal say. Bamis is every Tisha B'Av. When I put on my shirt in the afternoon, I start thinking, like, what am I doing? It's Tisha B'Av. I should keep my blue shirt on. Right? But Chazal tell us that already, when Chatzos comes, we start fading away from the Avelis. We start, it's like a fadeaway. And already things start getting more upbeat. The cowboy brings down, the Birkei Yosef brings us down La'alocha. I got a lot of shilas. Somebody was in my house, just Mamish Agabai, Reb David was in my house 20 minutes before Mincha. I get a text. I mean, the texts come in constantly. So I get a shila. Somebody, I guess some desperate guy. Can I take a shower now? This is the text I got 7:28 p.m. Can I take a shower now? That's the Adkan L'Shani Hazov. So I called him back. I mean, the answer is obviously no. But I figured I should have a, this guy sounds like he has an issue. So yeah, I should talk to him. I said, Tisha B'Av, you want to take a shower now? Tisha B'Av, an hour before the... No, so he, Taka said, he thought after Chatzos, things start getting more, you know, together with everything else, he could take a shower. But this is a shower I got from the El Chayit, not a good man. But this is what it, can I take a shower now? But the cowboy actually brings down that there was such a minig, the Birkei Yosef brings this down in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. There was such a minig where the woman would start laundering in the afternoon, Tisha B'Av. And he says that the reason why that minig came about was because they didn't want them to get shekua b'avelus, to get absorbed, to get lost in the avelus. So they wanted to give them. So why, for men, they didn't give any kulis in the afternoon, but for the woman, they did. And he says, because the women weren't as familiar with all the medrashim, the nechamas, so they can get all lost in the avelis. They get falurin in the avelis. So that's why they gave this leniency to women, so they shouldn't get lost in the avelis. Why are we so worried about the avelis being too much? So chub beis hamikdash. Beis HaMikdash wasn't rebuilt. Still not built. Nothing changed from this morning. Nothing changed from last night. So why are we getting all perked up? What's... And now we're going to go into a tkufa. Ki nuchamu b'keflayim. We're going to go through now a tkufa shivad nechamta. We're going to have 7 weeks to be mekayim nechamu b'keflayim. We're going to have more than double, not double, more than double. We have 3 weeks of Peronos, and we have 7 weeks of Nechama, of consolation. 7 weeks of after, we're going to have a special schir that my Chosh of a Talmud Rabbaran is going to give. I saw a shiurim on Shivud Nechamta. It looks so enticing. I feel like driving up from the mountains to hear the shiurim. Just the topics and everything look gewaldig. But that's also a Pella. What's the Nechama here? What's Nechama? What had nothing changed? Something happened? You hear any news today that the Beis HaMikdash got rebuilt? Why is everything all perked up? Shabbos Nachmur, Yetzel, everything is full blast. Why? Well, why is that? Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and tells us we should be Misnach. It's a fascinating Avudraham. I'll only read you a part of it. But again, it's all part of the same question. Why is this a Yom Tov? What are we making a Yom Tov after Tisha B'Av? Nothing happened. I always like to give a dugma. Chas v'sholem, somebody loses a relative of theirs. Okay? So there's a tkufa, there's a shiva, there's a shloishim, father, mother, there's a yud beis chodesh. I mean, imagine if you went the Shabbos after the Avelis, right? The guy just got up from shiva, he got up from shiva on Thursday. Okay? That Shabbos, he's in the hotel. You tell him, what are you doing in the hotel? He said, what do you mean? I'm celebrating. The Avelis is over, now I'm celebrating. Concerts, everything. You look at that as crazy. Well, your relative came back? It's Chiz HaMesh. You lost a relative. What are you jumping around for joy now? So what's going on? What's the Nechama? So it's really a plea. The way the Avudraham sees it, in the Haftaris, you know, the Haftaris don't stick to any kind of really order. The Haftaris that we read for the next 7 weeks, they don't really stick to the order. But the way the Avudraham understands it, the way he sees it, is that there's a whole vikuach between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Novi, and then the Novi with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael say, how can we be Mekabel Nechama? What Nechama for what? Which is partially what the Novi tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, nothing is blossoming, there's no roots in anything like we say in the Haftarah. What the Novi himself is questioning what the Nechama is all about. So if we read through the Loshon of the Avudraham, which is really partially quoted in the Levush by us, on this Haftarah, the Levush says, V'shev d'nechamta, the 7 weeks that we read Haftarah of Nechama, k'dei l'nachem esa'om n'achurban, ad klos hashana. Till the end of the year, we're giving everybody Nechama, consolation, over the Churban. And then he says, Motzosi b'seif avudraham, shakodish bohu omal anavim, nachamu, nachamu ami. That's the first week. Nachamu, nachamu ami. U'bishabishniyo, the second week, this is Avudraham talking, the second week, this is a medrash that he found, a medrash Chazal. B'shabishniyo, mishivo knesses l'Yisrael, v'atoymer tzion of azovani Hashem. She'eini mispayeses b'nechomas hanavim. U'bishabishlishi, choyzlim ani yisohar alo nechomo. And then finally, Choyzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Va'omer Anochi Anochi Hu Menachamchem. Hashem comes to us, he says, I'm going to give you consolation. And finally, he goes through the rest of the Haftarah, V'achar Kach B'Shabbos Shviz, B'Shiva Knesses Yisrael, Sois Osis B'Hashem. Ato Yesh Li L'Smoyach. You hear this? Now I'm going to go and be rejoiced. V'Sogel Nafshi B'Elokoi. This is what the Avudraham brings down. So Klal Yisrael were baffled by the question I'm asking you. Klal Yisrael were baffled. What Nechama for what? Who Nechama? There's a Chumra Beis HaMikdash. So what's the answer? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Anoichi, Anoichi, Umachem. I'm gonna be Menachem. I'm gonna be Menachem. Not through the Nevi'im, directly. That's the way the Avudraham sees it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kvayochel himself, is Menachem. But what's the Nechama? We're holding in Tzah. Well, we have Tzahs here. What's the Nechama? Rev Mintzenberg, in the Sefer Lev Melech, he's also bothered by this kash. So what's the consolation? What's the Nechama? So he reads, I'll read you just a small keta of the way he sees it. He sees that the pshat is primarily, we read about the tremendous joy that's going to be, and that drowns out the tzar. That's what he wants to say. He says, his boinenus ba'oitzem ha'toivo shetiyya be'is ha'gula. So the way he sees it, the Nechama is not for the current status. That's his main piece. Taka, the Nechama is for the future. We're projecting what's going to be, the tremendous joy, and that drowns out the tzar. That alone, Meshaka Chesatzolos. That's Meshaka Chesatzolos. But then, he says another idea. He says, V'yesh idea, there's another knowledge that we have to know, Shemach oive agolus atzmom matorosom lehetiv bacharisom. He makes light of this. He makes light of this reason. His main reason, he goes back to his first reason. Kashi is born in Odom, begoidel atoiv asid alova, yisnachem, v'yisoyshesh. On the Taurus that are here now, we'll forget about them. That's his primary. But I think the second idea that he says really is the punchline. And I want to read for you a Gemara in Sanhedrin, what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. And we've spoken about this in the past. You know, David HaMelech, when he was running away from Avshalom, he said a shira. From the strangest shiras. Mizmor l'David b'borchoy mipnei Avshalom b'noi. David HaMelech says shira while he's running away from his son. Anybody who's experienced serious tzar gidlbon, many people don't know what tzar gidlbonim is. Like Abiyankov always said, people think gidlbonim is tzar gidlbonim. Some of it is gidlbonim. So gidlbonim is not tzar gidlbonim. If you have a kid as a chevroman, that's not tzar gidlbonim. That's gidlbonim. Abiyankov used to tell people that when they said the kids are keeping them up at night, he said, they would say tzar gidlbonim. He said, that's tzar gidlbonim. That's gidlbonim. That's gidlbonim. But anybody who's experienced tzar gidlbonim will tell you that when you're going through tzar gidlbonim, there's nothing else you can think about. 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day. That's what you're thinking about. Imagine having a son, lo aleinu, running after a father to kill him. Imagine being the father of such a son. It's unimaginable, the tzar of such a thing. David HaMelech says shira. Mizmor l'David b'vorchay b'mnei Avshalom b'nai. So the Gemara asks the kasha. Mizmor l'David? Kina l'David mi'boyle. You say a kinnis on that. You don't say a mizmor. But then the Gemara gives a teretz. Very strange teretz. The Gemara says the teretz is that when David, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told David, hineni me'kim olachorom mi'beisecho. The Baruch Hashem already told David in Nevuah that he's going to have a problem from within his home. He said, I thought maybe it would be a mamzer. It would be a son that's not even my own. Shelo yochos olai, he won't have rachmanis on me. But now, Baruch Hashem, it's my own son. Right, what's the obvious question? Avshalom didn't have rachmanis on David. The story didn't end with Avshalom making peace with his father. It wasn't a happy ending. It was a very sad ending. It was a tragic ending. So what's David saying, Shira? He was happy. Now that it's my own son, he surely would have Rachmanis on me. What that mean? He didn't. That's not the way it ended. If it would have ended, the story would have ended, Avshalom runs to David and hugs him and says, Tah, please be merciful me for what I did to you. Then we understand, Mizmo. That's not what happened. Avshalom didn't have Rachmanis on his father. This is a pella. This kasha bothered me when I was mamish a kid and I learned the Gemara bothered me. And I had a kinderish pshat when I was younger, how I understood it. But then I saw Rav Yonason Eibeshitz, Nervoyim. Als kind, the way I understood it, als kind was, I said, maybe the pshat is, and who knows, maybe there's a reich of emes to that pshat also. I said, it could be, L'maisa Avshalom wasn't matzlich. L'maisa didn't succeed. And it could be that part of the reason why Avshalom didn't succeed is because Taka, deep down, he loved his father. He wasn't able to fight his father the way an enemy would really fight his father. Taka wanted the melucha, and he had a ruach shel shtus, and he'll take over his father, and he'll kill his father, but it's his father. And it could be that that itself created an element of weakness in Avshalom being able to conquer his father. Could be. But I want to tell you a pshat from Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz, which very much ties into this idea, what I feel is the basis of what the nechama is. And that is like this. The Gemara says here in Maseches Sanhedrin, the Gemara says like this. This is on Daf Lamed Tes. Ovadia ger adoimi hoya. Pelo de Gezach. Ovadia was the one, was the Novi that was misnabe on the Mapolo of Edom. He himself was from Edom. He was a ger adoimi. The Gemara says it's not by chance. The Gemara says, Hainu da amri inchi mineu be abanezel be nagro. Okay. From the forest itself, you create the tool to cut down the trees of the forest. Basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted that the Novi himself, that's an instrument of being misnabe on the destruction of Malchus Edom, was himself a ger adoimi. As I zok the Gemara. What's behind this Gemara? What's behind this Gemara is HaKadosh Baruch Hu always creates the Refuah Kodem L'Makeh. And not only that, the Eibishter creates, that's what the Gemara is saying here, from the Tzorah comes the Yeshua. That's why Hashem Dafka took a Novi from Edom. A Novi from Edom. That means what we think is the Tzorah is really the Yeshua. What we think is, the Tzorah itself is the Yeshua. It's not that there's a Yeshua that will follow. The Tzorah itself becomes the instrument of Yeshua. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring Yeshua as David from? From Beis Shaul. From the home itself that tried to destroy David, Hashem brought the Yeshua. Yonasan. One of the reasons why we read Haftaras Machar Chodesh before Rish Chodesh, it's a Pel de Gezach, right? We cancel whatever the right Haftarah is and we read Machar Chodesh. What about Machar Chodesh has anything to do with Rish Chodesh? Do you ever think of it? What is Machar Chodesh? Besides for the fact the words Machar Chodesh, what does the Haftarah have anything to do? What does the Haftarah have anything to do? Has something to do with Rish Chodesh? Has nothing to do with Rish Chodesh. It's David and Yonason and the deal they made and he got saved. So when I was 12 years old and it was Taka Machar Chodesh Haftarah, I was zeichet to get a pshat from a person I was zeichet to learn with Chavrusin and the Debrezin and Dayan Rav Rosenberg zeichet Tzadik Levrocha. He told me a pshat from his Rebbe. Why you read Machar Chodesh? So his Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Ehrenberg, said that what's the reason why Klal Yisrael moinim lelevana? Umas ha'olam moinim lechama, v'Yisrael moinim lelevana. Because the reason why we count the levana is because the levana, every time it gets smaller, it's only a process of renewal. Every time we have a perception that the Levana is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, the Levana then renews itself. Says the Medrash, Kach Yisrael. We go to Golos, things look dark. It's all a process of renewal. Mechadesh Chadosh. It's all a process of renewal. And that really was the basis of Machar Chodesh, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed David that in the household that looks like it's there to destroy him, that's where his salvation comes from. His salvation came from there. Now, I want to tell you what Yonasan Eibishter says. He's a Moir de Gezach. He says, if every time a person would have some Yisurim, every time a person has a Tzorah, if they would realize it's the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the Rebbeinu Shalom loves you. I remember I went through two experiences in life where I had to be with a child in a hospital for a procedure. One was mamish a baby, right after they were born. They needed something. And I was in a hospital, emergency room, with all the whole process. And I remember the feeling, watching the infant, 6, 7 days old, crying, being pricked, putting the needles in. There's no words to describe how a father, a mother feel at that time. Then I had the same experience with a child that was 9 years old. An infection in the knee, or they thought it may be an infection, they may have to drain it. Also, I felt like it was deja vu, the hospital with the needle, putting the kid out. It was very different. The child that I was with, who was the 9-year-old, who they thought may have an infection, was already a full kumen mensch. He was my Yaakov, now he's a bar mitzvah bacher. He turned to me in the hospital while they're pricking him. Tati, thank you for taking care of me. In the hospital. So there's a very big difference, because I realized that when he's being pricked, if he's getting a needle, he chaps, it's l'tevosei. He may not like it. It's not geschmack. But he chaps, I'm there, he's there, we're taking care of something here. We have a purpose, we have a function. It's a positive experience. It's not a positive experience that you hope for, but under the circumstances, it's a positive experience. When you're in the hospital with a baby, and the baby only knows that they're in pain, and there's no way for you to convey to them, or for them to understand that this is L'toiva, then the tsar is... There's no way, it's indescribable, the tsar. Zohar B'Yonis and Eibishitz. The emes is, everything comes from Rabbeinu Shlomo. He says, but David HaMelech, if his son would have come up against him, a mamzer, who's not really his son, then David could have thought in his mind for a moment, you know what? He hates me, this kid. It's not my son. He hates me. He wants to kill me. He could have thought like that. He wouldn't have necessarily seen the Yad Hashem. But now that it's my son, who I know, Chosolai, and he's still coming to kill me, so Hashem is showing me that it's him. Hashem is showing me his presence. So now I feel the Shekhinah even more. If it would have been a situation that I could have separated Shemayim from the event, it would have been much more painful. But Achshav Shehu Bni, now that it's my son and he is Chayis Alai, he does have Rachmanis on me, and still this is what's happening, now I feel the Yad Hashem. It's always Yad Hashem. But now Hashem gave me the opportunity to be able to feel directly it's the Yad Hashem. For that I have to say Shira. Mizmo l'David b'bochay m'pnei avsholim b'noy. As I said to B'yengis and Ibishitz. And it's so true. As the Dubin HaMagid said, Shiftecha u'mishantecha himo yinachamuni. If you feel it's Hashem's stick, that alone is a consolation. You know, the Baal HaTanya was also a Baal Kriya Nifla, Baal Kriya Nifla. He leaned beautifully, and he was the Baal Kriya every week. He leaned. One year for the Parshas Toichacha, he wasn't in town. So somebody else took his place and leaned in the place of the Baal HaTanya. So the son of the Baal HaTanya, the famous Rav Dover, a Gaon Olam who succeeded his father, he was bitterly distressed the whole Shabbos from hearing the Teichacha. It was Parshas Teichacha, Parshas Kisova. It came, Elul, he was still in pain from the Teichacha. There's a kid. He's overwhelmed with sadness. So the Chassidim asked him, they said, Doivala, you hear the Teichacha every year. What happened? What changed? What changed this year? He said, then mein Tate, when my father read the Teichacha, ich gefühlte Yad Hashem in the Teichacha. It wasn't so painful. When it wasn't my father reading the Teichacha, it was a different Teichacha. When the Baal HaTanya read the Teichacha, you didn't feel so much the Teichacha. You felt the Shekhinah there. If you feel the presence of Hashem, if you feel it's for you, if you feel it's for you, that Hashem is doing for you, the golus is for you, the tzaras are for you, that alone is a nechama. Well, what bigger joy is there knowing that the Shekhinah is with us? What bigger joy is there for us? The Beis HaMikdash, Shafach HaMos HaLeitzim V'Avonim. Beis HaMikdash is a minor thing in the bigger picture. The bigger picture is our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And if that's intact, if our kesher to the Rabbeinu Shalom is intact, then everything else turns. The whole idea of the 3 weeks is taka reflecting the churban. But it's reflecting the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this churban. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated this churban l'toivoseinu. Not l'toivosei, B'chol tzarasam lo yitzar. The Baruch Hashem created this all because of our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the way you look at it, Anoichi, Anoichi, hu menachemchem. The presence of Hashem, that's the nechama. You don't need anything more. You don't need more. If you come to the realization that we have a kesher shel kayama with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we, Klal Yisrael, have a kesher shel kayama with Rebbeinu Shlomo, and that the tzara alone is also l'tov v'sein, the churban is l'tov v'sein, sois osis b'Hashem. If that's the case, that's the biggest joy. So of course there's a yearning and a longing and a feeling of absence to the Beis HaMikdash. But feeling the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's precisely the way we were masbi years ago by Purim. Purim is the only Yom Tif that we find that will never be bottled. Even lost at Lovay. Yimei HaPurim ha'elo l'yavu mitrech ha'yehudim. It's a mod nazach. Purim is a Yom Tif de Rabbona, and it will never end, or even when Mashiach will come. Not only that, there's a yavitz, a moiridike yavitz in Hilchas Purim. The yavitz bring the Shari Tshuva brings down this yavitz laloch. The yavitz says, the Gemara says, "Osur laadam lamale ischoik piv boilam azeh." This world you can never be full of joy. You always have to have in the back of your mind, churban beis mikdash. You always have to have some element of sorrow over the beis hamikdash. Every chosin. We put Efer Makla on the head of a chosin right before he goes to the chuppah. You can never forget. Says the Yavetz, there's one time you could forget. By Sudas Purim. Mutter lemale schoik piv by Sudas Purim. Chayven ishlufsume bepur yad lo yoda, there's no limits. So this halacha that the Gemara brings down, also lo adam lemale schoik piv by Olam Hazeh, is only by every other joy except for Simchas Purim. By Purim, everything's opened. There's no Zeich HaLachor. Purim is, why? That means you have a child, still you have to remember the Chum. You make a chasana, you still have to remember the Chum. There's no joy that you can forget about the Chum, except once, Purim. Why? On the other hand, those of you recall, I asked a Peladik Akasha. On the one hand, Purim is the biggest joy. The joy that's going to last even when Mashiach comes. The joy that on the other hand, an Ovel is Noyeg Avelus on Purim. Shulchan Aruch paskins that an Ovel remains an Ovel on Purim. Fascinating. The Shaila and the Poskim is a steer between Hilchos Purim and Hilchos Avelus. How much Avelus, Betzine, Befaresi, Mogan Avram talks about. But some level of Avelus is Noyeg even on Purim. So I mean, every other Yomtiv is Mevatel Avelus. Not only Avelus is not Noyeg, like Shabbos, Tvom Shabbatzin, Yom Tov is Mevatel Avelus. Mevatel Shiva. And here, on Purim, not only not Mevatel, it's Noyeg on Purim, to some level. And yet Purim is the most joyous day. So I wanted to say a simple pshat, which answers why Purim is Lasid Lavoy, never be Batel, why it's the happiest day, and why it could still be Avelus on Purim. And the Pshat is Poshet, Rabbi say. Like the Tzlach brings down in Psochim, that when the Gemara says, Ma bin Olam Hazeh lo Olam Habo, that in Olam Habo we're only going to make our Tov HaMeitiv. In this world, good news, you make our Tov HaMeitiv. Bad news, you make Dayan Emes. Right? In the next world, it's all our Tov HaMeitiv. So the Tzlach brings down, what's the Kunz? Of course you're only going to make HaTov HaMeitiv. There's only going to be good news. What's the Chiddush in the Gemara? So the Tzlach brings down B'Shem the Magid, a Pshat. He says, not the way you think Pshat in the Gemaras. He says, what the Gemara means is, when Mashiach will come, those things that we made Dayan Emes for in this world, we're going to look back and make HaTov HaMeitiv on them. On the same event. On the same event that you make a Dayan Emes, if a person's stock goes into the ground, you make a Dayan Emes. I'm not saying with Hashem or Malchus, but Be'etzim. Be'etzim, a person loses his money, makes a dying MS. Shmuis Lois. On that same event, when Mashiach is going to come, you're going to look back at that event, and you make Atoy V'Ametiv on that event. On that event. What was the Kunst of Purim? The Kunst of Purim was V'Nahapachu, like the Gemara says in Megillah. The Kunst of Purim was that we realized afterwards that what we thought the Tzara was, that was the Yeshua. So Purim is the only Yom Tov we have where within the Yom Tov it has all the elements of Lasad Lavoi. That's why this will never be Batel Purim. Because Purim, we reached a level where we saw what we're going to see Lasad Lavoi. Within Purim, we saw what a Mitzvah Shem we're going to see when Mashiach comes. Purim is a Yom Tov of Lasad Lavoi. And Memela, over here we make a Dayan Emes on Avelos. But Lasad Lavoi, it's not going to be like that. So therefore, Avelos is not on Purim. Because it's a Yom Tov of Lasad Lavoi. That's what Purim is. And that's the Nechama that we have after we go through the process of the Avelos. Anoichi, Anoichi, hu menachemchem. The fact that we have the Shekhinah, and the fact that we realize the Shekhinah is with us, the fact that we realize the Churban was on the structure, but our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom is intact. So we realize that there's a gamzu l'toiva on the Churban, and that's the Shiva de Nechamte. The Shiva de Nechamte is that us together with the Rabbeinu Shalom are still together, and we have to make a gamzu l'toiva. The sois us is Hashem. And that's the whole vikuach with the Novi and Knesset Yisrael. Finally, when Hashem says, I am here with you, we say, sois us is Hashem. The Eibush is all helping that we should be zeicher to go back with the Rabbeinu Shalom to our base chasnus, to base hamigdosh, v'shom nasem min ha'zvochim u min ha'psochim.